This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Poets tell how Poncho fit
from the front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
The lefty did his living in cheap hotels. Yeah, it's quiet. Cleveland's cold. A little bit of Merle Haggard. In cheap hotels, the desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. But save a few for Lefty, too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's grown old. Sad to see the beauty of the West fading. The fall. Rise of the Antichrist. The billions that are going to die. And God will only let the devil go so long. But not out of kindness. Out of our testing. Our free will. God doesn't contend with the devil. We do. The devil is there to test us. All right, we've got Doug Hagman, always informative, coming up for the balance of the hour. I didn't really get a lot into the creepy porn lawyer, Avenatti. I mean, these people are scum. And from what I've heard about him, he's really bad. I mean, he's got like, you know, huge, I'm not going to even get into all of it. It's just that these people are total mercenaries. And it's fitting justice that they sent some scumbag in to Tucker Carlson's private club, and I've experienced this myself, so I'll just leave it at that. And he came over and confronted one of Tucker's daughters and called her a whore, and Tucker got in her face, and they threw the guy out. There were witnesses, and then Avenatti's going to sue Tucker and everything else. And then a few days later, he's arrested for beating the hell out of his ex-wife and reportedly a lot of witnesses to it and all the rest of it. But the point is that this is what these people do. You know, I told the story about we're coming back from Colorado this year. It was like back in March. Because my daughters particularly like to snow ski. And we're coming back, and these, I didn't know they were gay guys. They were big guys, but in the international snowboarding competition, because you'd see their snowboards and everything. Big guys, you know, about as big as I am. They're both about 200 and something pounds, 6 feet tall. And they come by and say, F you, the stuff, you know, me in the seat. And when I get out and I'm getting our baggage hours later, they come over and talk smack to me, and I just ignore it. And then they see my son just being nice, getting his bags. He wants to go away from this going on, gets his bags and goes out and is going to wait for me while I'm waiting for the other bags. And my wife's there and my four children. And they walk over and they go, and I see this happen. They go, you want to fight? Let's throw down. To a guy that wasn't even 16 years old yet. He looked like he was about 18. They tried to fight my son. That's the thing about the left, man. Whatever a villain does, they do it. Whenever you read about comic books or movies, that's, I used to see that when I was a kid, and I projected my basic chivalry on to everybody else must be like me. Kind of a romantic. And that's not true. These people are villains, and they hate you. And it wasn't because they were, quote, gay. It was that they wanted to project on me, I'm a bad guy, and I was just ignoring them and not even really laughing at them. I'm saying, okay, man, yeah, whatever. I didn't care. I wanted to get the bags and get them in the car and go home and, you know, get in the hot tub or go read the news. And when they couldn't get me to go after them, they went after my son. And they wore it like royalty, like, we're gay. Look at your family, your pathetic family. Because when the first they walked by, they're like, F you. By the way, where's your family? And I'm like, all right here. And they saw my good-looking wife, my four kids, and that big national story that I don't have any family. And they were just, argh! And then they saw my son, handsome, strong. And it was just like a spirit of the left is, kill the children, ruin their future, suck their souls. The left are a cult of vampires. Most of them don't even know it. They're psychic vampires. We'll be right back.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Doug Hagman. Our only
weapons told Doug Hagman. Doug Hagman for sitting in for Alex, InfoWars.com. I want to welcome you to the fourth hour. Thanks for joining us with me. Because of weather conditions, because of joint investigations. It's Joe. He's also in the studio. I'm in my office. Going to be talking about a number of different issues during this hour. Of course, we've got the normal news, as we know it, the caravan, which is really not a caravan. It's an invasion. Who is behind that? Follow the money, follow the groups. I know that Alex and InfoWars has been covering this. So have we. Great, by the way, great video from Ali today, or yesterday, I believe it was, on the War Room, also on InfoWars.com. Superb video reporting from the ground. So, going to be addressing, of course, the open border activists, the open border billionaire radicals who are behind or who are funding and preparing or providing logistical support for this alien invasion. And where are they based? They're based, of course, in Chicago. Who's behind it? A number of groups, open border groups, number of billionaire radicals, and, of course, most, if not all of them, associated with either Barack Hussein Obama or Hillary Rodham Clinton or both, the different foundations, as well as the shadow government operated by Barack Hussein Obama. Also, the Whitaker appointment, I want to touch on that a little bit. The Whitaker appointment to replace Jeff Sessions for a 210-day period, according to law, and the Federal Vacancies Reform Act of 1998, and how that plays into the entire operation here. This allows for President Trump, of course, to make this appointment, how it is constitutional, despite some people on Fox News and other dissenting legal opinions. Well, when you look at it, when you dig deep into case history, the Supreme Court rulings subsequent to the Federal Vacancies Act, Reform Act of 1998, which is 5 U.S.C. Section 3345, subsection paragraph A, subsection 3, if you really want to get technical, you can see that that the Federal Vacancies Act was used by previous administrations. Of course, some had complained that it was an end run around the Constitution. In fact, there was some court cases, a few court cases that addressed this. And of course, the new, and I should point this out, the under Donald J. Trump as president, the line of succession at the Department of Justice would be, of course, number one, the Attorney General, number two, the Deputy Attorney General, thirdly, the Associate AG, and, of course, four, five, and six are rather interesting. Four is the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia. Number five would be the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of North Carolina, and six would be the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Texas. Now, that's, think of it this way. If something happened to the existing AG, in this case Sessions, resigned, the line of succession as delineated by President Donald J. Trump was just as I provided. Again, the Attorney General, number one, Deputy AG, number two, third, Associate Attorney General, four, U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, five, just going over this again, the Eastern District of North Carolina, and six, the Northern District of Texas. Now you might think, well, that's pretty boring. Well, why would I even care about this? I mean, my goodness, I barely learned about presidential succession in high school, so why would I really care about this? Well, when you look at, when you examine what President Trump is doing in fighting the deep state, you can see, even though he provided this particular line of succession during his tenure as president, he himself is considering, at least this is my personal assessment, professional assessment, and the assessment of others I've spoken to inside the Beltway, he's looking at the status of the Office of the Department of Inspector or Department of Justice and saying, look, we have a real problem here, especially with Rod Rosenstein as the Deputy AG. So we have number one and number two out. Number two, of course, Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy AG. What do we do about this? Do we go to number three, four, five, or six? No. What we do is we tap an appropriate substitute for the Attorney General position. And I'm not sure how many people have heard this before. I know Alex has talked about this, but so we tap Whitaker, who is well versed in the issues at hand, not necessarily required for recusal, and put him in that position, and suddenly Rosenstein becomes subservient to the previous chief of staff, if you will. So it's a rather interesting dynamic. I think it's a brilliant play by President Donald Trump, and of course, the left, their heads are exploding, the progressive left, because it is constitutional, at least based on the legal aspect or the law. As I mentioned, the Federal Vacancies Reform Act of 1998. But it also is neutralizing, I prefer neutering, of Rod Rosenstein, who himself may find himself to be in a position of, the next recipient of a criminal referral, whether it be through, it could very well be through an independent audit or independent overview. Now, this is just, of course, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an attorney. In full disclosure, I'm an investigator by profession. So I'm looking at this, but speaking with attorneys and speaking with constitutional experts and saying essentially here to trust in President Trump's not just advice that he's getting, but his tactics. I do believe that we're looking at a very positive thing here as we go forward. And it's interesting to me that you've got people such as Judge Napolitano and others who are saying, well, this is marginally inappropriate. In fact, some cases were cited that allegedly supersede the Federal Vacancy Act, Vacancy Reform Act, including the NLRB case of 2017. And again, I reference that end around the Constitution. But in this case, some of the qualifiers for Whitaker are a tad different than we've seen in the past. So here's the bottom line on that, and here's where I just want to finish this off. In looking at this, this to me, again, is a brilliant tactic as long as Whitaker does not in any way, shape, or form fall victim to the political pressure of the forcible recusal, the obligatory recusal. And why would that be? Well, at one time he was in contact with and had a professional association with Sam Clovis. And Sam Clovis is at the epicenter of, or is, I shouldn't say at the epicenter, but it within the periphery, within the orbit of what is known as Russiagate. And bottom line here, that's just a red herring. That's just something that is tossed into confuse and muddle. So again, I'm Doug Hagman, sitting in for Alex. Infowars.com is the website. By the way, folks, if you haven't done so, you know that all of us, myself and Joe together, we are the Hagman Report, HagmanReport.com. You know that we are under extreme oppression, censorship, oppression by private entities. So here's what you need to do, in my view. You need to support, if you're listening to this show, I don't care wherever you're at, if you're listening to this show, that means you're interested. That means you want the information. So here's what you need to do. You need to support this broadcast. You need to support InfoWars.com. You do so in a number of different ways, either by directly contributing to the cause or go to InfoWarsStore.com. There, just have an entire litany of products, great products, by the way, Bill, Vitality, some of the best nutritional supplements I've ever taken. I could tell a difference. Mental clarity, physical stamina. I mean, look at me. Oops, sorry about that. Look at me. Just the picture of vitality. But seriously, they make a difference. So, folks, again, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Doug Hagman, again, sitting in for Alex Jones. Let's get right back.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business
one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones with Doug Hagmann.
Doug Hagmann sitting in for Alex Jones, Infowars.com, my home base, HagmannReport.com. That's Hagmann, two N's, HagmannReport.com. So glad to be with you to give you a number of, well, we're working on a number of different investigative issues. This segment, I'd like to bring on my son Joe. Together we work investigations. We are, of course, if you don't know us, if this is the first time seeing us on Infowars, we are licensed in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and other states as investigators, private investigators working for Fortune 100 companies, and of course, multi-state licensed at that. Been doing this for 30-some years. Joe for about a decade, so that gives you some indication of my age. Some issues that we're going to be talking about this segment include the federal court. A federal court has mandated that Clinton, Hillary Rodham, Diane Clinton must answer additional questions about her emails. And I think this is pretty interesting and pretty well timed. Of course, Judicial Watch is behind this. A federal court is compelling, of course, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to respond to further questions under oath about her emails. And that includes, this would include, there are two separate issues, but this also includes her communications, or should include her communications with Barry Satoro, Barack Hussein Obama, whilst she was on foreign hostile soil, that being Russia, and emailing Barack Hussein Obama using a private server, as well as a potentially private server on the other end. If not, then certainly that's even more egregious. But the bottom line here, this is not going away. Tom Fenton, of course, is doing a great job. JudicialWatch.com. Two questions that need to be answered. And you can find this, of course, at Judicial Watch, but two questions that need to be answered concerning her her email activity. Number one is, who set up the email account? Who set up the server? Who set up the infrastructure? And, of course, some additional, whether the other, the second question would be a little bit more detailed into the actual topic of conversations. Now we've got Jim Acosta. Joe's been working on this. He's got contacts within D.C. inside the Beltway, talking to individuals about Jim Acosta, his behavior, yeah. CNN. Joe, yeah. what have you found out about this? Because I know you've been working on this pretty intently.
First, I want to correct you on the introduction. You said, Joe, you know, you've been doing this for about a decade. But when we started doing the show, that's the same figure you used. And we've been doing the show for almost 9 years now. So we're looking at two decades of doing this. But no, seriously, with Acosta, on the front of Drudge today, you see the headline, President Trump says he has the authority to ban all journalists. Trump seeks to land blow against media in court fight with CNN. We just learned that a judge has postponed the ruling that was to be issued today at 3 o'clock, whether to restore Jim Acosta's press pass. And this has been postponed till tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Judge Timothy Kelly heard 2 hours of oral arguments about CNN's request for a temporary restraining order and preliminary injunction on Wednesday. He said the court would reconceive Thursday at 3 p.m. and then rescheduled it for Friday at 10 a.m. Now, what's interesting about this, Judge Timothy Kelly is a Trump appointee. He was appointed in 2017, and this is, I believe, one of the first cases of this kind, especially this important, to be heard by a federal judge that has been appointed by Trump. Now, what Acosta has done really has made himself part of the story, and he's done this all the time. Even Acosta's reporter peers think that he has gone too far and always has making himself part of the story rather than doing his job and reporting the news. But it's not just the president. It's not just the White House. It's not just Sarah Sanders. It is also other members of the press pool who think Acosta's antics are more harmful than good. And we see this is really a landmark case for what the CNN is arguing, freedom of speech, First Amendment rights, which really doesn't compute. If Acosta is granted a win in this case, does that not open the door for any and every American to sue for access to the press room? Based on a First Amendment right, it doesn't make a lot of sense to see the side that CNN is arguing from. But I'm really interested to see the ruling, and again, because of this judge Timothy Kelly, who is a Trump appointee. But CNN reports that this is, you know, a war on the truth, a war on them. And even though there's 50 other credentialed reporters in CNN who could fill in for and take the job Acosta was doing. They want to drag this fight out. And this is part of the Soros plan, the Media Matters strategy to fight President Trump that we talked about a few times ago when we were here on InfoWars, where they were going to tie up the president and everybody around him in litigation, constant litigation, whether the crimes were real or not, whether it's meritless or not, in order to continue to delegitimize and humiliate the president. So this is the standard operating procedure of the left lawfare, as we call it, as we see and know too well personally how that works. But that's something that I'm looking at here that I think is very important and has issue. It's going to last. This decision is going to have ramifications well beyond Acosta and CNN. Then the other piece of news I'm looking at here, we were talking about Matthew Whitaker, the Department of Justice Attorney General, the Department of Justice saying that, yes, he does have the authority to rule and oversee the Mueller investigation at his time as interim attorney general till there is a new appointee there. And there is a piece on USA Today. Matthew Whitaker isn't acting like just a caretaker as interim attorney general. They want to lame duck Jeff Sessions type.
Right. He's not a bookmark. He's not a bookend. He's not a doorstop. He does have the full power and authority of that office. Is that correct, based on your findings and your research? Okay. All right.
Not only is that correct, but he's using that authority as though he was the acting attorney general. And that has a lot of the people in Washington, a lot of Democrats, and even some Republicans are questioning his ability and assertions as in his interim post, but he does have the full authority, and the DOJ even backed that up to the dismay of some of the Democrats. But they say he poses a clear and present danger to the ongoing Russia investigation, which is nothing more than a witch hunt. And our friend Jerome Corsi has now been caught up in the crosshairs, and it's really I get really angry thinking about what they're doing to this man. And you know, this needs to stop with this Russia investigation. But Whitaker has, Lindsey Graham has said he's been assured that Whitaker would not end the Mueller probe. But there are other ways he can affect it. As he has said in his own words in a CNN interview, he can take the operating budget to such a low level that they would not be able to do anything. So there are ways around that without actually firing him.
And there's two separate issues that you mentioned here, I think worth noting here in the remaining 50 or so seconds that we have of this segment. The first of all, the Acosta, and that's the what you mentioned about Acosta with respect to the standing of other potential journalists. You know, it's not a right, it's a privilege. And of course, that whole process of peer review to get on into the press pool and the approval therein. So we're going to be following that closely, the Acosta issue closely. But the second part of this, your reference to Whitaker, of course, that I've been working on as well. Let's hit more of this on the other side of the break, because I think it's important from a lawfare point of view and from a tactical point of view. Folks, you're listening to InfoWars. Doug Hagmann, Joe Hagmann. We're going to be right back. Stay right.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But Chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones with Doug Hagman.
All right, talking about false starts. Doug Hagman, Infowars.com, my home base, HagmanReport.com. I almost forgot where I was at. Had a little bit of a premature situation here. Don't start.
Live as well.
Hagman Report Live, thank you very much, Doug and Joe Hagman. A couple of things. This segment, we do want to get into our findings and our conversations with people on the ground in Florida, what's really going on. And this is something that Dan Bongino talked about, but you need to know something about what's going on in Florida. I know Alex has referenced this. I know that other platforms has as well. But before we get into that, a little bit of unfinished business. Two segments ago, spoke about Hillary Clinton being compelled to by Judge Emmett Sullivan to answer under oath two questions. Of course, the first question, and this thanks to Judicial Watch, the first question being, describe the creation of the ClintonEmail.com system. including who decided to create the system, the data was decided to create the system, why it was created, who set it up, and when it became operational. I kind of glanced over or glossed over the second part of that, or the second question, and that is, during your October 22nd, 2015 appearance before the U.S. House of Representatives Select Committee on Benghazi, you testified that 90 to 95% of your emails were in the state's system, which, by the way, was a lie, just a blatant lie. And if they wanted to see them, they certainly could have been able to do so. Identify the basis for this statement. I love this question because there's no way that she could wiggle out of this particular question without calling. I mean, she either lied on October 22nd, 2015, or she's going to be lying this time. And I have a feeling that we're going to see some pretty interesting sparks fly. So that's the Judicial Watch initiative. And thank you, Tom Fenton. Thank you, Chris Farrell. Thank you, Judicial Watch, for doing that. Before getting to Florida as well, we talked about Acosta, and we talked about the press conferences, specifically the infamous Acosta press conference. But how many people, I mean, people must have short memories, because folks, do you remember back in 2009, I believe it was, Major Garrett, he asked one question to Obama about Iranian hostages, and he was just, he got schooled and basically told to shut up, and he was persona non grata within the press pool under Obama. And don't forget as well, Obama's treatment of the Fox News. Remember, Obama believed Fox News to be the enemy of Obama. To the extent, the numbers don't lie. His first 36 press conferences, during his first 36 press conferences, Fox was only anyone from, no one from Fox was called on for 22 of the 36 press conferences. So what I'm saying is there were only 14 questions permitted during the course of 36 press conferences, Obama's first 36. So when we're talking about fair and balanced, whether it's Fox or any other network, of course, the numbers don't lie. There it is. And you can find this, of course, on the when you dig deep into the statistics of the White House recordings or White House press briefings. And the last, moving on to the the last issue as well, mentioned about the alien invasion. A little teaser at the beginning of the hour. Pablo Sinfronteras, of course, Alex Jones has talked about, and others, but there are two other overlapping groups, and you'll find that they're all based out of Chicago, all funded by billionaire radicals, and all funded or all processed through Christian churches like, or so-called Christian churches, like the Chicago Lutheran Church, as well as some other religious entities in Chicago. But don't forget, Chicago is a center for community organizing, and this is where, if this were a battle, this would be the enemy headquarters, at least for this iteration of the invasion. And that's Chicago, Pueblo Sinfronteras, People Without Borders. And the bottom line is these people don't want any borders anywhere, and especially not in America. Meanwhile, they'll lock their houses and build walls around their own homes, but not allow anything else. The other major issue here, Laura Loomer, of course, on the ground in Florida. We interviewed her at length before we toss it to you. I just want to mention this. What people are not really understanding is how what we're seeing in Florida is somewhat of a diversion. Now, I'm not going to say it's a complete diversion with respect to the senatorial race and the gubernatorial race. However, folks, the agricultural commissioner position is also in play. Now, there is a very...
Matt Caldwell,
right. A very pro-Second Amendment. And the reason this is important is because that position makes policy and also governs these concealed weapons, concealed carry permits for Florida.
So they issue them?
They're issued through the AG commissioner's office, right. And okay. That office also sets policy. So, I mean, indirectly issue. I mean, ultimately, that's the core issuance, but in the policy setters. However, it's important because you might be focused on DeSantis, or you might be focused on whatever. Scott, look, focus as well on the AG race, because that's where it's at. But you've got some information as well. So go ahead.
Yeah.
Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi has launched an investigation talking, saying that she has confirmed she believes there is plenty of reasonable suspicion for criminal activity in the investigation she ordered of the election activity in Broward and Palm Beach County. Investigate and prosecute to the fullest extent of the law. Bondi should make examples of anyone who did anything to mess with the election, and now she plans on doing that. How can 80,000 votes magically appear when there were only 30,000 votes possible? That is the question. While Democrats are trying to steal the election from the Republicans, the Republican Party has been sitting on its hands, and they really have. But the Florida GOP candidate, Matt Caldwell, we were up 40,000 votes Tuesday night. Based on what was reported there, there was only 30,000 votes possible that could still come from Broward. So we declared victory, went to bed. Over the next 4 days, they found 80,000 ballots, as you said. And so interesting, it's all these ballots, they're always for the Democratic side. And the judge has ruled, we saw that there was a ruling from Palm Beach County that there was an extension on the recounts until the 20th of November. That has been switched. The judge denies machine recount extension as legal wrangling continues. That's from a USA Today article. But the judge denied to extend a deadline in Florida's nationally watched election recount, even though it's appeared unlikely that one of the state's largest counties met the 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time deadline. So the way I understand it right now, we are looking at the deadline, and that should mean that the first tabulation holds, meaning the DeSantis and Scott will hold their seats, both the governor and the Senate, and we're going to certainly see legal fights ensue. And they're trying to steal the elections also in Georgia, Stacey Abrams and Brian Kemp. But as you said, the one what's his name here?
You're talking about Caldwell now.
Matt Caldwell. This is one, as you said, that we should be very focused on. Caldwell explained the lawsuit to WLRN today and said the first step is to get basic answers. Any supervisor in the state is able to tell you what kind of votes they had cast, whether it's a vote by mail, early votes, or election day votes, and when those tagged into the system in order to prove that they were cast before 7 on Tuesday night. And the Broward County supervisor has been unable to answer that question. On Wednesday, we asked. Thursday, we asked. Friday, we asked. So ultimately, we filed the lawsuit just to produce all the records to see what the situation is. So my take on this is I hope that this Pam Bondi is serious, launches a full investigation, very transparent, gets to the bottom. Personally, I would verify every single vote if I had to, and I would want to know where the fraud came from, and Brenda Snipes should be held criminally accountable. She should have never been in that seat after the multiple mess-ups and criminal activity in 2016 and 2012. 2016, she got caught destroying votes over 10 months before the allowable date to destroy them, which is a criminal, it's a crime, and yet she still sits here, and we see the same problems from this lady in this 2018 election. They've been successful in stealing a number of House seats, and they've stolen the Senate seat with McSally and Sinema. So this is not done but hope the Republicans can hold on.
That's right. You're listening to InfoWars, InfoWars.com. Support InfoWars, InfoWarsStore.com. Get right back for...
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Doug Hagman.
Infowars.com. Folks, if there was ever a time in our nation's history to pay attention to the headlines, it's now. If there was ever a time to support those people bringing you the truth, it's now. So, folks, please, do us a favor, meaning us in the independent media, fighting the Marxist media, and let's support us. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and just fill up with products, just an incredible array of products at InfoWarsStore.com, from male vitality to bodies to a number of wonderful nutritional supplements. I would just urge you, make a Christmas list, fill it out, go shopping, InfoWarsStore.com. It helps the cause and as well, just support the operations. You're supporting all of us, of course, who are fighting the fight. Now, a couple of issues that we began speaking about, myself and Joe Hagman. I before we go any further about this or into the southern border, I do want to mention one thing. This is something that I've been driving home really, really hard in the last couple of days. I have not heard this mentioned, at least not on this platform. If it has been, my apologies. But, folks, it was 1946 in McMinn County, Tennessee, the Battle of Athens, 1946. Study that. If you've never heard about that, if you don't know what I'm talking about, of course, McMinn County, Tennessee, it was a Republican stronghold in Tennessee. It was the farmland. It was much like what we see in flyover country even today.
There's a great documentary about it. You can watch.
Yeah, absolutely. But watch which historical documents you do seek out, because of course Wikipedia, you know, the manual entries there, the manual edits there, not so much. Know history, but know the proper history. But the voter theft in McMinn County, Tennessee, explains why we've got a Second Amendment. It explains, at least in my view, and it does a great job in going through voter suppression, voter fraud, and what the residents, what the men, what the veterans who came back to a cluster, you know what, in McMinn County. It really lays out what, in my personal opinion, what we're facing today. So I just wanted to bring that forth. Go ahead, Joe.
Up on the screen there, I see An American Story. That's what I watched and how I learned about the Battle of Athens. And that's a great historical piece that everybody, as you said, should watch to understand why we have our Second Amendment rights, what they are for, and why we need them in times like this where we see these elections being stolen. And I do want to get to the southern border, but before we do that, we were mentioning Acosta, we were mentioning CNN and the lawsuit that they have launched against the White House to get Jim Acosta's press pass reinstated. I want to, I'm not one to quote Fox News host too much, but Tucker Carlson has been doing a really good job. And last night he made a great point about CNN and free speech issues. And I just want to read a quote from what he said last night on his broadcast, talking about the hypocritical nature of CNN fighting for First Amendment rights. He says this: take CNN, for example. It was CNN that almost single-handedly led the campaign to have broadcaster Alex Jones banished from the internet on the grounds they did not like what Jones had to say. Ultimately, CNN succeeded in doing that. The network convinced every major tech platform to ban Jones and his outlet InfoWars. You don't have to like Alex Jones to see that as a terrifying loss for free speech, because it was exactly that. But CNN was not done trying to silence its critics. Last year, the cable news network threatened the anonymous Reddit user for creating an anti-CNN meme. CNN threatened to expose his identity and ruin his life if it ever criticized by him again. Now CNN is claiming to defend free speech only when it is their speech. And I thought that was really good for Tucker Carlson to point out, because he's right. The only kind of speech that CNN is looking to protect is their speech. Anything that is in opposition to what they believe in, to the ideology that they push, they consider hate speech, and they attack it as such and try to get it banned. And it is such the hypocrisy is baffling to me, that the American people either don't pay enough attention or don't care enough to call them out for it and hold them accountable for it. And that is really, it really bugs me. And that hypocrisy also translates to what we're seeing in the southern border. Kamala Harris today questioning the new head of ICE, or the incoming new head of ICE, and asked him a question along the lines of, isn't ICE, you know, pretty much the same as the KKK? And, you know, just taking this to a complete racial issue where there's no racial issue about this. It doesn't matter where, if you had 10,000 Canadians trying to invade from the north onto America's northern border, we would call it an invasion and expect that the Border Patrol and national security would trump the feelings of those on the left. But just an update real quick on what's going on at the southern border. Tijuana completely booked for caravanners, paid for by American attorneys. The first migrant caravan arrived at the U.S.-Mexican border this week to find a fortified Tijuana port of entries. Now they're resting up in upscale neighborhoods paid for by American attorneys. They've not been welcomed with open arms by locals, according to Mexican journalist Jorge Neto. And it goes on to say that the first group cites mostly about 85 LGBTQ migrants, which is really weird. Why are there... First of all, why are they making the distinction about these people's sexual preferences? What's the deal with this? Who cares if they're LGBT or, you know, whatever gender bending term you want to use? Who cares? Anyway, it goes on to say the U.S. Customs and Border Patrols have been working with U.S. troops deployed to the border to shut down several lanes of traffic at the Tijuana port of entry, as well as hardening infrastructure equipment, barricaded barbed wire fence, concrete reinforcements, and other work that is being done to fortify the U.S. southern border.
There are videos out there. Okay, just so I didn't mean to overtalk you, but there are videos out there from the scene where buses were actually turned around at the border because of protesters, and it's because of normal people. You and I, you know, the people out there who care. But I just want to say this. You asked the question about the LGBTQ presence at the southern border there. There are 76. It's the information I received from my contact, 76 members. That includes four children. And many of them, and self-described, are actually carrying diseases within that community. But I've got my own thoughts as to why there are 76 there and what they're doing there. However, it would be irresponsible for me to submit my my theory at this point, except to say that this is going to be highly political, highly charged, and it has a lot to do with the, of course, well, look, they're the...
Well, the immigration debate.
Their status. Beyond that. Go ahead.
And the president, you know, he's done a lot. He sent the military down there. He sent the National Guard down there. He's changed the law so that any person who has crossed illegally is can't apply for asylum and therefore will be deported. But this is a make or break issue for President Trump. And if he does not take a very hard line on making sure that nobody or these people do not cross the southern border, he is going to lose supporters. And I'm sure of that. He needs to make sure that he triples down his efforts to stop anybody from illegal entering through the southern border, because these people believe that they have a right to come here and they have a right. And you know, we could talk about this for hours. I know we only have a minute left, but we do all agree that legal immigration is needed and necessary and have no problem with it. But the illegal immigration, the invasions, people looking to come and just basically import welfare recipients, that doesn't work, and we cannot let that stand.
You know, I would urge anyone who is interested in obtaining the truth and resources on this topic and on immigration in general to look at the website and support the website Federation for American Immigration Reform. We were happy to be honored to be part of Radio Row this year in Washington, D.C. Yeah. from Capitol Hill. The number of illegals in this country far exceed 25 million, and are based on all of the numbers right now, you're looking at 30 million. And notice too, Joe, how this overlaps. And we did some study or some investigative work on this, how this overlaps into the SOS project, the Secretary of State project, and the 2.0, and also the illegal voting. So yeah, it's an attack on our country, the moral fabric of our country. It's to balkanize America. This is a larger issue. I would urge everyone out there to understand that we are right now in the fight of our lives. And that includes not just the fight of our lives as a nation, but scale it down a little bit, but a fight of our lives as entities, Infowars.com. And we need to support Infowars. We need to support them financially, word of mouth, and, of course, stand shoulder to shoulder with all of the new media platforms telling you the truth. Folks, Doug Hagman, HagmanReport.com, Joe Hagman, HagmanReport.com, Hagman Report Live. May God bless each and every one of you. Joe, final word, 2 seconds.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.